Right, at the moment we're sat on the roof of the Nursery Social Centre down in Birmingham, looking over at the horrifically gentrified Selly Oak. Just behind us is the Birmingham University, where all the posh students come to Birmingham to go. Just over the other way, just over to the right of us, is covered in a lot of student houses. What actually happens over here every year is a lot of students move in just for term time. In the summer, they all bugger off home to mummy and daddy, which leaves a lot of these houses empty. What it's also meant is that the people who actually live here and grow up here actually have to spend half of their lives living in a really mad ghost town. What it's meaning at the moment, though, is a lot of contractors are coming in and trying to buy up a lot of buildings. So they're pushing out the people who actually lived there all their lives to bring in and make it a massive student area. And that's actually one of the reasons why we've borrowed this little building off the council here. When we moved in, it was a bit cold, a bit damp, a bit wet, but it was home. The reason why we borrowed it, I won't say steal, but it was the only building providing free nursery care for this community, which is in Selly Oak. And what actually happened was the council closed it down. Well, we got a little bit pissed off for that, so we decided to borrow it back from the council and put it to good use. So back up in late August, we opened it up as a social centre after a few hard weeks slog of cleaning it all out, sorting it all out. Since then, we've actually had people like West Midlands Anarchists and Birmingham Boy Women's Group actually using the space. We've also been putting a lot of film nights. The first film night we did, we put on a show in Fahrenheit 9/11, which a lot of the local community came to. We had people from all ages coming over, especially a woman called Betty, who's our little mascot. She's around 80. But people have been absolutely fantastic, and we've had a lot of support. People have brought around lots of pots and pans, lots of cutlery to actually help us honour. Yeah, the reason why we're sat on the roof at the moment is because we're actually waiting for the bailiffs to appear. After we had squatted the building and set up as a social centre, obviously proceedings took place in court, and the council actually took us to court to get this building off us. The reason now we realise is that they're actually going to knock down this building that we're sitting on and actually slap a road on top of it. The road that you're probably going to hear behind us is actually the Bristol Road. It's actually one of the main access roads for emergency vehicles into Birmingham. What's actually planned is they're actually going to knock down a lot of these houses and a lot of space over by the uni and build a bypass on top of it. Council being a little bit pissed off at us, actually wanted us out as quick as we can before that we found out this information. Fortunately for them, we found it out too soon. And what we've been able to do is open the space up and use it as a local forum for people to use to discuss the road being built. At the moment, because of this eviction, last Friday we had Martin Lawton, who's from the Birmingham City Council, come round and said that on Monday today they're actually going to bring contractors around to actually try and get in the building and try and restore the fireplaces and put some boards on the windows. This is all work that we as a collective can happily do for the council. If we were to do it, the only demands we've got today is that they leave us alone for a bit until they find a group that can actually use this space. We're actually refusing to leave this space until people can come in and actually use it. This morning, a bit of a media frenzy, the media turned up. For those who can't actually see it, we've actually decorated the whole of the building to look like a massive Christmas present. So we've got a big strip of ribbon going across the front of the house, and we were out here about 7 o'clock this morning putting banners on and tying things about. We've got lots of political banners telling people what we're about and what's going on today. And most of the collective are actually dressed up as Santa Claus. We've got a couple of people dressed up as contractors down there, and actually a bit of a role play being played out. Council, being late, actually kept us waiting, so they did turn up a couple of hours later on. And there was a bit of a discussion outside with half of the collective, while some of us were actually locked up, barricaded inside. The whole point being that outside would actually negotiate with the council, and if they did actually spring an eviction on us, we would have people inside to help support it. After we get evicted from this place, because it is going to happen, it is just four walls, we're actually just going to move on to another place. As I say, you can't evict the spirit, and because we've got this really good collective going on here, we're actually just going to move up and set up in another space and hopefully start over again. The problem we've got in Birmingham is that there are a lot of problems with activists being dispersed, and this usually ends up becoming an activist ghetto. So where you do have these little anarchist groups or these little activist groups that don't actually integrate too much with the local communities, what we're trying to do is come out and bring out this place where people can go to and find out what we're about, we can find out what they're about, hopefully share a few ideas, and through that we'll actually be able to start learning and working as communities.